Media reports about the Gladiator fire southeast of Prescott routinely mentioned how rough terrain slowed down the firefighters. Here's an idea of how rough that terrain is. The road to Crown King is about 25 miles of rough, mostly single-lane dirt road. Once you've passed Crown King, the graded dirt roads you've bounced along turn narrow and steeper. It looks more like a hiking trail than a road. Patrick Lairs with the National Forest Service.
They had to, you know, essentially get a lot of firefighters up here with all their equipment. Saw some pretty big trucks. You saw how challenging that was just getting up there in our little SUV.
Large equipment like bulldozers, small fire engines, and towable equipment like wood chippers came across these roads. The wear and tear eroded them to jagged rocks. At the peak of the Gladiator fire, over 1,100 firefighters were on scene. They came from across Arizona and from as far away as New York. Forest Service fire crew member Todd Zumhoff.
I couldn't believe some of the homes that these guys had saved. The actual work they'd done and the burnout operations and everything had come together and clicked for them.
These crews would stay on site for mostly overnight shifts lasting over 12 hours. Their gear allowed them to stay several days if need be, with necessities being delivered by truck. Gary Perry with the Gladiator Fire Management Team.
Many times the strategy is to work at night because the humidity is a little bit higher at night, and because of that, the fire has a tendency to be less active, and therefore, if they need to do burnout operations to rob the fire of fuel, then they can do that much more safely.
The crew spent their shifts clearing roads and trails, using shovels, hose, and if lucky, bulldozers. The goal of firefighters is to remove the fuel and starve the fire. Again, Gary Perry.
We don't put out a big fire like this. Mother Nature does it. All we can do is make sure that it is safe so that as the fire cools down, there's no opportunity for some smoldering ember to come outside of that and start off again.
While crews work on the ground, air tankers drop flame retardant on spots in danger of catching. Think of it like medieval siege warfare. The goal is to surround the enemy and starve it out, picking off the occasional archer to keep your soldiers safe. But unlike a medieval siege, these firefighters have been more than welcomed in Crown King. A sign posted on the community bulletin board salutes the crews and prays for their well-being. Patrick Lair with the National Forest Service.
The people here have been really outspoken and gracious and just very, very thankful and very friendly. It's really been a joy to be up here because they've been so thankful and welcoming, and they're actually cooking our meals.
Despite burning over 16,000 acres, the fire destroyed 6 structures, including the home where it began. The crews suffered 8 injuries, but none required hospital visits. Jim Derrick is with the fire management team.
Our major is firefighter safety and public safety. That's number one. And then from there, we work on out.
Fire officials often caution that any small fire can spread into a mega fire. Northern Arizona's dry weather and high winds make that warning much more of a reality. They also say that with a little luck and a lot of hard work, fire crews can hold the line. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Zach Ziegler.